And Adam Maguire's here with the business news.
Thanks, Anya. The consumer mood has hit a 2.5-year high, according to the latest Credit Union Consumer Sentiment Survey. Easing inflation and continued economic improvements have made people more upbeat about their own finances and their outlook for the economy in general. Economist Austin Hughes is the report's author. He joins me on the line now. Austin, do people feel as though they're maybe getting on top of the cost of living crisis now?
I think they feel that cost of living concerns are easing. I don't think the survey is saying that consumers believe they're over entirely, but I do think there's a sense that there's been steady progress in the last while, you know, that the rate of increase in prices coming down. For example, in June, we saw month-on-month drops in food and energy prices in the official inflation data. So it's not quite the problem it was over the last 6 months or so, or year or so. And I think consumers feel a little bit more positive as a result. I think they're also seeing the economy hold in fairly well. And certainly in the July survey period, we had very strong exchequer returns that speak of healthy public finances. And with the result of the UK election that promises maybe more stability in our near economic neighbour and maybe more positive economic policy making from, you know, in relation to Europe there as well. So I think there's small movements. I think the survey is not saying that we've wall-to-wall economic and financial sunshine, but some of the really dark storm clouds, they've faded a fair bit, and consumers are optimistic that they'll continue to ease.
People seem to be a bit more optimistic about what their finances would be like in the next 12 months as well, and the direction of the economy, as you say. How much of that, though, is based on expectations maybe of a generous budget to come later this year?
I think it helps, but in terms of the 12-month outlook for household finances, that was actually the weakest aspect in terms of month-on-month gains between June and July. I think consumers probably look at the summer economic statement and say things are definitely going in the right direction. But I think a lot of the coverage about giveaway budget is probably overdone. If you think about the needs in terms of higher public spending in areas like health and housing, the demographic needs, because we're older and there's more of us around. So I don't think consumers are planning, you know, to have huge amounts more money put in their pockets in the upcoming budget. I think it's just a sense that the negatives are easing a little bit, and there's maybe some chinks that promise a little bit more economic light on the horizon.
What does that mean then for major purchases? The survey does show improved intentions around major purchases, but compared to maybe the average, the long-term average, is it that much better or worse?
It's improved after a very difficult time. We know it's been very difficult for retailers over the last couple of years, and the survey is hinting that maybe consumers feel the worst is over. It's been a very difficult time, and consumers weren't of the intention to make big purchases. Now there's a sense that maybe because the cost of living pressures are easing, incomes are rising, that they're more willing to spend. They probably also have to replace a lot of household utensils anyway. I think there's also possibly two temporary factors in the July reading. One is that consumers are probably looking at heavy price discounting in summer sales because it's been a tough period for retailers and they've been forced to clear stock. And the other thing is they probably feel they will spend a little bit more on a holiday because they need it, and maybe they feel they can spend it a little bit more. So it's a sense that things are getting a little bit better and they've clearly stopped getting worse.
Okay, we'll wait and see how that develops over the rest of the year. Economist Austin Hughes, thank you very much for that.